ధర్మశీలానం సర్వేషం వాసు మధ్యమా ఆప్రితక్ ధర్మశీలేయం భూయత్ పత్ని అర్పితాశయా. Ladies, ladies, please. Translation. You brothers are all of the same nature, being devotees and obedient sons of your father. Similarly, that girl is also of the same type and is dedicated to all of you. Thus, both the girl and you, the sons of Prachina Barhishat, are on the same platform, being united on a common principle. Purport. According to Vedic principles, a woman cannot have many husbands, although a husband can have many wives. In special instances, however, it is found that a woman has more than one husband. Draupadi, for instance, was married to all of the 5 Pandava brothers. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of God had ordered all the sons of Prachina Barhishat to marry the one girl born of the great sage Kandu and Pramlocha. In special cases, a girl is allowed to marry more than one man, provided she is able to treat them, her husbands, equally. This is not possible for any ordinary woman. Only one who is especially qualified can be allowed to marry more than one husband. In this age of Kali, to find such an equipoised woman is very difficult. Thus, according to scripture, Kalo Panchabi Barjayet, in this age a woman is forbidden to marry her husband's brother. This system is still practiced in some of the hilly tracts of India. The Lord say, Apritak dharma shileyam buyat patni arpitashaya. With the blessings of the Lord, all things are possible. The Lord especially blessed the girl to surrender equally to all brothers. Apritak dharma meaning occupational duty without difference of purpose is taught in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is divided into 3 primary divisions, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. The word yoga means acting on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 3.9. Yagyar tat karma nonyatra lokoyam karma vandana tadartam karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work binds one to this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain attached and free from bondage. One may act according to his own occupational duty just to satisfy the Yajna Purush, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is called apritak dharma. Different limbs of the body may act in different ways, but the ultimate objective is to maintain the entire body. Similarly, if we work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will find that we satisfy everything. We shall follow in the footsteps of the Prachetas, whose only aim was to satisfy the Supreme Lord. This is called apritak dharma. According to Bhagavad Gita 18.66, sarva dharmam parityaja mamikam sharanam braja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This is the advice of Lord Krishna. Our only aim shall be to act in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of the Lord. This is oneness or apritak dharma. Om magyana timrandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshurum militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano vishtam shtapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamahyam dadati swapadantikam bandeham shri guru shri utapada kamalam shri gurum vaishnavamscha Shirupam Sangrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Bitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Ramostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Banchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwara. So, the main purpose of the Prachetas was to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God throughout all their activities. So, by the mercy of the Lord, everything is possible. Nothing is impossible. Prabhupada liked that phrase. Impossible is a word you find in a foolish dictionary. Isn't a dictionary fool or whatever? Fool's dictionary. Anything is possible by the mercy of the Lord. So, the purpose of all Varnashram Dharma, Prachitas were Kshatriyas, they were born from a king, but they were doing severe tapasya and austerities for so many years, just to satisfy the Supreme Lord, following the instructions of Lord Shiva, the greatest Vaishnava, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained, Dharmasu anushtita pumsam vishvakshena kathasuya nutpadya diratim shirama eva hi kevalam. Doesn't matter in what varna or ashram you are, if your activities doesn't attract you to become Krishna conscious, to hear about Krishna katha, then everything is shirama eva hi kevalam, a waste of time. Is it? So that's the main purpose of this Krishna conscious movement, to attract us more and more to Krishna, to become immersed in hearing, chanting, remembering about Krishna throughout all day and night. Now at night too. Anyway, so this Sankirtan Yagya is a Yuga Dharma, is the religion for this age. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to inaugurate that Dharma. Once he called all his followers and instructed them. He said, Shuno Shuno Nityananda Shuno Harida Sarvatra Amar Pragya Koroho Prakash Pratigare Gaye Giya Koro Ibika Bolo Krishna Baja Krishna Koro Krishna Shikha. Listen to me, Nityananda, listen, Haridas. Let the whole world know my orders, my desire. Go door to door and beg people three things. Bolo Krishna. Chant Krishna's name. Bhaja Krishna, worship Lord Krishna, and Koro Krishna Shika, follow Krishna's instructions as they are in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavata. Putting that order on their heads, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas went door to door, preaching, inviting everyone, please chant Hare Krishna, surrender your mind to Krishna. That was there. They will go very humbly, with a straw in their teeth, and they will beg people, you are such a saintly person, such a nice person, you are a scholar. Oh, please, please, stop, you know. Whatever you ask me, I will give. You know, when somebody prays us, we try to be humble. No, don't say like that, I'm fallen soul. But inside we may think, finally somebody acknowledged my good qualities, you know. But there is one story about that, about how to apply properly humbleness. Not artificial, you know, but real. There's one story, one disciple of Srila Ramanujacharya, his name was Govinda Das, his cousin actually. He was very nice, pure devotee of the Lord with so many fine qualities. One day, his godbrothers were praising him. Oh, Govinda, you have such nice quality. You are so tolerant, humble, loving, caring, silent. You eat very little. They were glorifying his good qualities. And to their shock, he said, yes, you are right. I have all those good qualities. They were completely shocked, you know. So they went to Ramanujacharya to complain. Said, Guru Maharaj, we were praising Govinda's good quality, and apparently he became proud because he said, yes, I have those qualities. Ramanujacharya called him, and what is this, Govinda? Pride is not proper thing for a Vaishnava. Why you saying like this? And Govinda Das said, my dear Gurudev, actually, by my own, I have no good qualities at all. If I have any good qualities, it's only due to your mercy alone. And how can I deny that you gave me your mercy? By acknowledging those good qualities, I'm acknowledging that you gave me your mercy. So it's only due to your mercy that I have any good quality at all. So Ramanujacharya embraced him and said, I'm pleased with you. That's the proper attitude. Only by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga we can develop any good qualities at all. It's not our own. It's borrowed, actually. You know that saying? Say it again. Don't be proud of borrowed plumes. And you know from what that comes? Once a crow saw a peacock feather on the ground. So he picked it up and put it on his tail, and in front of all other crows he was, you know, showing off. I'm a peacock now. But it was a borrowed plum, a feather. It wasn't his. In the same way, naturally, in Krishna consciousness, when we practice the process sincerely, naturally some qualities will appear by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. So we should not be shy to accept those as the mercy of Gurudev. That's the proper way. So anyway, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas were begging people like that, you know. Give up your sinful activity. Just chant the holy name of God. How many rounds are you going to chant every day? No, I am very busy, man. I don't have time. I have a family. I have a job. They will preach. Life is very short and full of miseries. If you don't worship the Lord of the heart, Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, you will have a very troubled death. Now, use your human life, don't waste it. Use it. So they will convince people like that. In the evening, they will bring the Sankirtan result to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many people promise to chant so many names every day. Lord, we were very pleased to hear the Sankirtan reports. But one day, Haridas Thakur brought some loving complaints about Nityananda. He complained, he said, "Dear Mahaprabhu, please instruct your Avadhut Nitai. Sometimes he get me in trouble. We go to somebody's house to preach, and he go into the Goshala and start milking the one cow, and he drink the milk and run away without paying the milk. So the owner of the cow come ask for the money, and I'm old man, I can't run as fast as he. So I am caught. I have no money to pay, he get me in trouble." At other times, we're walking on the Ganga shore, and he jumped in the Ganga in a place full of crocodiles. And he started to slap the crocodiles, climb on their back, and he put me in so much anxiety for his safety. I start to run, crying, "Please help, this man's life is in danger." And he laughed like a wild child. At other times, we are in the market, preaching to the people, and he suddenly approached a young Muslim girl, and holding her hand, he will tell her, "Will you marry me?" And the girl ran away, very shy, you know. And he laughed like a wild child. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivas Thakur, "What do you think about Nityananda?" And Srivas Thakur said, "My dear Lord, Nityananda Prabhu is my worshipable Lord. Even if he enters a bar, still is object of my worship. He's worshipped by Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Srivas. He was very pleased. "Oh, you have faith in my Nitai. That pleased me very much." So that's the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to everybody, make everybody chant the holy name. Doesn't matter if they are qualified, unqualified. He will convince everyone. That is the aim of life, to surrender to Krishna by chanting his holy name. When he was going to Jagannath Puri with five associates headed by Nityananda Prabhu, they entered the state of Orissa. Lord Chaitanya was feeling separation from Krishna, and he wasn't aware of the external world. But when he passed next to a river, he saw a dobi, a washerman. So he stopped and spoke to the dobi. He came to a little to external consciousness, and he told dobi, "Please chant the holy name, say Haribo." The dobi thought, "Oh, this is sannyasi, may ask for a donation. I'm a very poor man, I don't have nothing to give you." No, you don't have to give me anything. Just I'm asking you, please, chant the holy name, say Haribo. The man is still, you know, hesitant. He said, "Well, I'm very busy washing this clothes, I have no time for this." Lord Chaitanya said, "Don't worry, give the cloth to me, I will wash it while you chant Haribo." So seeing the Lord's insistence, he said, "All right," without stopping what he was doing, still washing. He said, "Okay, I will please you. Haribo." Lord said, "That's very nice. Please say it again. Haribo." For second time. Lord Chaitanya said, "Okay, one third more time." And the man shouted loudly, "Haribo." And he started to dance and chant. He gave up everything and started. Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol. Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol. Gaura hari bol, Gaura Premanandi. So anyway, the devotees were enjoying the pastime of Lord Chaitanya, you know, making this ordinary man to dance in ecstasy and chant the holy name. the Lord was smiling also. And after a little while, his wife came with his lunch prasad, and she saw him dancing. She was very amazed. Since when you are a dancer? Come sit down, eat your lunch, your prasad. But he could not hear her, not even see her. Her eyes were completely white. So she became very worried. Maybe he's hunted by a ghost. So she went to town and called some men to help her. So some 20, 30 men came. Yes, what can we do to help? See, please, I think my husband is haunted. Please help me do something. See, I was like a madman, jumping, crying, and chanting, and dancing. So they came to see what's going on, and this man was, you know. And one man, brave enough and strong enough, came to try to stop him, and he held his arms. As soon as he touched him, he also started to dance and chant. He was dancing and chanting in ecstasy. But this second man, although he was in ecstasy too, he could relate to people. He could speak to them, you know. So he told the others, don't worry, there is no boot here, no ghost, only Anand, only bliss. Come, let me touch you. And he touched all of them, and a big kirtan started all over the town. Even the wife started to chant and dance also. The neighboring town, they hear that their neighbors became mad, so out of curiosity, they came by hundreds, you know. Even, what's going on here, you know. And they were touched also. So that way the Sankirtan movement spread all over every village and town. In Orissa too. So, and the Lord then departed to Jagannath Puri, and thousands of people were following him behind. They would not be able to give up his company. The washerman closed his shop, told his wife, let us now join Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement and give up everything. We don't care. But Lord Chaitanya asked them, please go back. Go back to your duties. Don't give up your duties whimsically like that. Do your duties, but at the same time, always worship Krishna, chant Krishna's name, and follow Krishna's instruction. And in that way, I will always be with you. You will have always my company. So, that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness, that in any place, at any time, anybody can be Krishna consciousness, if one is willing to do it. It's an individual loving process. And voluntarily, of course. So, without surrender, sharanam, sharanagati, there is no possible to make advancement in spiritual life. You know, Prabhupada once said that this particular verse, Sarva Dharmam Parityaja, one Dr. Radha Krishna, he gave a purport that, no, we should not surrender to Krishna. One moment, Krishna says, surrender to me. But then he, juggling words, he said, no, we should surrender to the unborn inside of Krishna. Very flowery language to confuse people. The simple people are easily confused by jugglery words. But this, what is the meaning? He's making a big offense. He's making difference between the inside and the outside of Krishna. Meaning, he thinks Krishna's body is material. And that's an offense. But only devotees can detect this. People in general, difficult for them to understand subtle philosophy, deviations. The holy name is everything. Everything is in the holy name. Once Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj said, don't try to meditate in Radha Krishna Lila artificially. Rather, Just try chant the holy name without offenses. And in due time, the holy name will reveal everything. The form, the qualities, the pastime, everything in due time will be revealed by the holy name itself. So, once Lord Krishna told Narad Muni, Naham basami vaikunte yoginam hridayeshu va yatra gayanti mad bhakta tatra tishtami narada. Oh Narad, I am not living in Vaikuntha, nor am I in the heart of the yogis. Then Narada asked, then where are you residing, my Lord? And Krishna said, yatra gayanti mad bhakta. Wherever my devotees are chanting my glories, tatra tishtami narada, I am there with them. So this is the process for Kali Yuga. There is no other process. To have always with us the presence of the Lord through His holy name. Of course, but how we should chant the holy name? We have so many instructions. This is Shastaka, given to us by Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada once told this god brother, Dr. Kapoor, I discovered the formula to go back to Godhead, and I'm planning to take as many people as possible with me. And Dr. Kapoor said, please share with me that secret. I also want to go back to Godhead. And Prabhupada told him, it's an open secret. Just to put around your neck this mala of Trinadapi Sunichena Taroreva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. One has to be more humble, more lower than a strong street. And that's not very difficult. Why? Because how small this soul is, according to Bhagavad Gita, how small it is. What, tip thousand, the tip of the hair? Imagine, so that's smaller than the strongest tree. Is it smaller? Why not the grass? Not given as an example. Because the grass, if you put your foot on it, it lowers its head. But when you take your foot off, start to raise the head back again. So that is not a good example, the grass for humility. But the strongest tree doesn't put any resistance. The wind blow to the left or the right doesn't put any resistance. Goes wherever the wind takes it. In the same way, real humility means not to put any resistance to the orders of Guru and Krishna. That's real humility, actually. Our humility is toward the Vaishnava. Not toward anyone and everyone. So, and we shall chant the holy name from the heart, not from the lips or from the mind. The material senses can chant the holy name. So, what can we do? We only have material senses. How we can chant it? Chanting shall come from the heart. And what means that? That means, while chanting, we should try to meditate that I am the soul, I am the one who's chanting and praying for shelter and mercy to the holy name. From the heart is coming the sound, from the soul, crying to the Lord. I am conditioned by the mind and the senses, struggling in this material existence. Mamaibam so jiva loke. Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manashastra Nindriyani Prakritistani Karshati. Krishna said, all Jiva souls are part of me and are eternal. But due to the conditioning of the mind and the sense, are struggling in this material existence. Once in devotee, I met one devotee in one temple in South America. So I haven't seen him for some time. So I asked him, Hare Krishna Prabhu, how are you doing? He said, well, I'm here struggling in this material world. And I asked him, are you struggling to stay or to get out of it? Struggle must be there either way. But it's more glorious to struggle to get out of material consciousness. It's a question of consciousness. Like the lotus flower, although surrounded by mud or water, doesn't get wet. So if we maintain our Krishna consciousness all the time, we can always remain pure, even in the midst of many difficult situations. Here we are in Srila Mayapur, the spiritual world. Everywhere you go, you see devotees chanting. It's so nice, so easy to be Krishna consciousness here in Srila Mayapur. So blissful, isn't it? But the mission is all over the world. That's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. That's Srila Prabhupada's orders. So we have to carry in our heart this blissful experience and try to share it with as many people as possible. There's one story about chanting from the heart. You know, Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he was so addicted to chanting the holy name. And Prabhupada loved him so much, he would always invite him to Gaur Purnima festival, lead the devotees in kirtan. He chanted so sweet, so pure. When he was very old, once he was with Prabhupada and other godbrothers here in Chandradaya Mandir. And he asked his godbrothers, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, why did you fail to preach in the West? And our dear brother, godbrother, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he succeeded. Why? They were all silent. They wouldn't say any word. And he said, because he had full faith in the holy name of Krishna. So anyway, when he was very old, he had some heart problem. So the devotee wanted to take him to the doctor. He didn't want it to go. So they brought the doctor to check him out, his heartbeat, how he was doing. So this doctor put the stethoscope to hear the heartbeat. And the apparatus fell from his hand. He told the devotee, please, can one of you hear? Because maybe I'm not hearing properly. Something wrong. They were afraid maybe something wrong with the Maharaj, you know, heart or something. So one devotee put to hear, and to his amazement, instead of heartbeat, he heard, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. His heart was chanting the holy name all the time, all the time. So that means to chant from the heart. The soul is always calling out to Krishna for mercy, for shelter. So that's the process. There is no other process. Once the devotee asked Prabhupada, but when I chant Hare Krishna, the mind give me trouble. Prabhupada said, what is the question of the mind? You're chanting, you chant. What is the question of the mind? Means the soul is chanting. The higher self should take control of the lower self. So we should understand how these things work. The mind, the intelligence, the false ego, how they work. We should know. From Bhagavad Gita, it's very clearly explained. There is an allegory in the Vedas. Once the 10 senses, you know, we have 10 senses, not 5. 5 working senses also there. Once they had a meeting to discuss about the stomach. So they were complaining, this stomach is sitting there doing nothing. We have to do all the work to serve the stomach. So he's exploiting us. He's a dictator. We are going on strike. No more feeding the stomach. So they stopped feeding the stomach for a few days, 2-3 days. And they had to have urgently one meeting after 3 days. Oh, we are feeling so weak, no energy. What? Why is that? Oh, since we went on strike, we are feeling like that. Well, let's try to feed the stomach, see what happened. As soon as they started to give food to the stomach, oh, they recovered all their energy power. No more strikes ever. That's it.
So the stomach is Krishna and the senses we part of him. We need to be always serving, satisfying the Lord. It's for our own self-interest. Mm-hmm. Once the devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I can't help but to think about my self-interest. What should I do? Prabhupada said, then think about your real self-interest. It's to serve Krishna and satisfy Krishna. That's your real self-interest. So the mind and the senses, they work together. The senses feel attraction and rejection when they enter in contact with their objects, and the mind accept, reject. And the intelligence discriminate, you know. So the senses are higher than the whole body, because through the senses we acquire information from everything, material or spiritual. But higher than the senses is the mind, because without the help of the mind, we can't even function our senses. For example, I know you're hearing, you know, attentively, but suppose one of you asks, can you please repeat that? And may I ask why you didn't hear? Everybody, oh, I was distracted. So although the sound entered your ear, but because your mind wasn't there, you couldn't hear. So without the help of the mind, we can't even use our senses properly. So the mind is the king of the senses. But higher than the mind is the intelligence. Because the intelligence has the capacity to discriminate. Just to give a simple example. One ordinary man walking on the street in Calcutta. And a stone tell him, I am very thirsty. And the mind tell the legs, okay, walk toward that shop, we are gonna drink a beer. So the legs obey, they walk toward the shop. But the intelligence intervenes. Ek minute, what is this beer at this time? No, you're drinking orange juice. Or coconut water, better. That if the intelligence is all right, of course, because intelligence is bad, we'll say, okay, this brand of beer is better than this other one. But the intelligence is always discriminating. What is better, what is worse? The mind just accept, reject, I like, dislike. So if we hear the supreme intelligence from Krishna, and Guru Maharaj and the Vaishnavas, then we can develop spiritual intelligence. And through spiritual intelligence, we can advise the mind and the senses what the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. So we need to have a proper understanding of Krishna consciousness philosophy, not to be bewildered by the material energy. What is the proof that somebody has transcendental knowledge? The proof is, one can say no to the temptations of Maya. No, thank you, not interested. That is the proof that the person has transcendental knowledge. And transcendental knowledge is the natural Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prajojita Janayatu Ashubai Rangyam Yanam Chayat Ahaitukam. It's the natural outcome of devotional service. Knowledge and detachment naturally comes when we perform devotional service with the proper mental attitude to please Guru and Krishna. So I'm going to stop here now. We have very few minutes. Anybody has any comment or question? Yes, Prabhupada Das Prabhu. Anybody can hand him the mic? No mic? Okay, speak as loud as you can. I will repeat your question if needed. Yes. Right. All right, let me, everybody hear the question? that he heard me in the middle of the class that saying the humility should be toward the Vaishnava, not toward everyone. Of course, if some karmi friend come to you and put his arm around your shoulder and say, my dear friend, let's have a beer together. Oh, yes, yeah, sure, whatever you say. Very, that kind of humbleness not appreciated. Understand? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized three things. Namruchi, Jivedai, and Vaishnava Seva. Namruchi, develop taste for the holy name. Jivedai, show mercy to the fallen souls. And Vaishnava Seva, and serve the Vaishnavas. So that's the process. Mercy and compassion should be given to the to people who are not Krishna conscious. So you show them, you try to share with them the mercy you received from Guru and Guranga. But humbleness to obedience is to the Vaishnava. I hope that is clear enough. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other comment, question? I want to tell you one story about how Maya trick people to make them think that they can't do it. Even I have experience with devotees, you know, it's very difficult, you know. That's Maya's trick, actually. Tell you one story. Once a chicken found an eagle egg. And naturally, she sat on the egg, and after some time, a small eagle was born. So the eagle saw the chicken, thought was his mother. So wherever she was going, he was going behind. He was imitating whatever the chickens were doing. But one day, this small, tiny eagle, he looked at the sky and he saw big eagle flying there, so nice. And he asked his chicken mother, "Mother, what is this big, wonderful bird?" "Oh, that's an eagle. But don't forget, you are a chicken. You can't fly. Don't even try it." So this is Maya. This is Maya. If you want to fly like an eagle, don't associate with chickens. So anyway, this big eagle saw the small eagle and felt compassion, you know. So he came down one day and approached the small eagle when he was a little apart, told him, "Don't listen to this chicken. You are not one of them. You are an eagle like me. Come with me, I will show you how to fly." That's the guru rescuing us. And do you know how eagles teach their offspring to fly? Do you know? They push them out of the nest. Fly or die. That's a fact. I remember when I joined the movement in South America back in 1974, I arrived one evening. Next day in the morning, I had my dhoti, my kurta on, my sankirtan bag out on the street. Fly or die. That's the training on the field. Yes. Thank you very much. By Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's mercy and Vaishnavas. Yes, Mataji, back there. You have to speak loudly. Das. Yes.
So,
Yes. Yes. Depends on our spiritual advancement. Sometimes the Lord may use an ordinary person to teach you something. Most of the time is teaching us not to do what are you not supposed to do. If you see somebody misbehaving, either devotee or non-devotee, Krishna is teaching us what we should not do. That's the most, that, and that way we can everybody accept as guru. Is teaching us something. Otherwise, if somebody is in a high consciousness, he can see everybody as is more advanced than himself. That's the Uttamadhikari platform. But we should not imitate artificially that. We should at least try to be Madhyamadhikaris and make difference. Who's devotee, who's not devotee. Otherwise, how can we preach? How can we try help others? With compassion and tolerance. Prabhupada showed us by his own example how to be tolerant. Once Prabhupada was giving a lecture, and one man started to blaspheme him, criticize him, and the devotee wanted to throw him out of the room. Was a big hall with many people. Prabhupada stopped them, no, leave him alone. Later, the devotee asked Prabhupada, why you didn't allow us to throw him out? He was offending you. Prabhupada said, that's all right. Maybe I did something to him in past life, and now he's, you know, trying to get back to me. So I have to be tolerant. And the Mahabharata also said that if one tolerates others' attack and criticism, even unjust, without complaining, the pious activities of that person will pass to you. So it has its benefit to be tolerant. But if other Vaishnavas blaspheme or criticize, we should not tolerate. Or Krishna, we should immediately react. That's the teaching. I had another experience in relation to Maya, you know, similar to the story of the eagle. And that's a real story. In the middle 70s, in Venezuela, one man came to our temple and said, I came from Mexico with a circus. And one of your people came with us, he worked in the circus. And he asked me to come here and ask you if you can bring some of your food. He called it prasad. Okay, where is this? We took address, we went there. So this devotee, you know, was working there to come to visit the country. Anyway, so when we arrived at the circus, we saw a huge big elephant tied to a small stick with a small rope. And the Chikodar was there. The guard, and we ask him, but this elephant can very easily, you know, pull himself from that little stick and run away. And the man, the guard, smiled. He said, no. We've been tied him up like this since he was very small. And although now he's big, he still think he can't get himself out of it. So in that way, Maya's conditioning our mind. No, you can't do it. But it can be done. It should be done to become fully Krishna conscious at all time by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Guru Gauranga. It is possible. We just have to keep endeavoring. How we show Krishna our sincerity? By making a sincere endeavor, an effort at every moment to remember Krishna. and not to forget him. And it is possible, just we have to have willpower. That's the process. And how we can acquire this? My devotee sometimes, well, what, how can I do? I don't have this willpower. How can I acquire it? Associate with those who have it. If in a very hot day, if you approach a waterfall and there is a nice breeze, oh, you will feel refreshed because drops of water will refresh your face when you approach the waterfall. In the same way, when we associate with devotees who are Krishna conscious, then we also feel relieved, we feel the enthusiasm. And that's why Prabhupada said, 90% of our spiritual advancement depend on good association. That important it is. And that's why Prabhupada asked the devotee to come every year to Shri Mayapur and have the association of the Vaishnavas and loudly chant together the holy name with a blissful heart. That's the process. That will cleanse our heart and mind. And that will invite the Lord and come and reside in our heart. Then our life will be perfect. One day. Prabhupada gave the example of green mango and bright mango. Mango is a mango. Just a question of time. It will be ripe. We just have to go on without deviation. That's the important point. That's the most important. No matter what, we should never give up. No matter how hard sometime it is. And also, one last point. When sometimes, we know, sometimes may become difficult, you know. Maya's attack can be very strong. If you are at the sea, swimming in the sea, and suddenly you see huge, big waves coming to strike, what you will do? You will face it, yeah, I'm very strong and powerful? No. You will jump underneath it. Isn't it? And then pass over you. In the same way, when Maya's wave attack, we should throw ourselves at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, Guru Gauranga, and the Maya's wave will pass over. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.